Each and every person has a personal relationship to the infinite, as well as a impersonal or cosmic relationship. We have a relationship to the cosmos, the cosmic beingness, that which is the substantive nature of all that is. In addition to knowing the quietude of that nature, we also have the opportunity to develop a personal, interactive relationship with that cosmic being. As people progress in their meditative practices and they open the third eye, that ability to see into different realms, many times the Sadguru, the infinite, divine, cosmic source of being, will embody for people, and they may hear a voice of guidance, they may feel a presence that's there, they may find that different circumstances in their life are leading them and guiding them. But they feel the hand, the cosmic hand of that divine force, that there is, in addition to that cosmic Purusha, that infinite awareness that has no secondary existence, there is the quality and characteristic that can manifest in the yoga maya, of the Sadguru, the infinite source of being, embodying in a congenial form. First, people listen to external teachings, but a time comes in one's meditation practice where teachings come from within, for all knowledge lies within you. And the true discrimination between the real and the unreal lies within you. So for all, a time deep in meditation when there is a sincere dedication to that God self, to that eternal essence, the relationship grows and that eternal essence embodies it, most often in some type of subtle form, and begins to lead or guide the practitioner, so that there is the ability to learn from within. That cosmic non-dual existence can be both immortal, eternal, and without quality, and can be a guide, an internal guru from whom all teachings flow. There is within each person the knowledge of past, present, and future. It lies in the subtle realm, in the layer of the mind, where that Akashic record exists, where the subtle realm of intuition and knowledge abide. And in that vast knowledge of the universe, access is there. And through this divine connection, access can be attained to those subtle realms and knowledge. That knowledge is sacred knowledge, and it comes to those whose hearts are sincere whose dedication to the infinite is total. That knowledge is imbued with a presence that stirs not only the mind but the heart and brings feelings of infinite love, feelings of great longing for that unitary wholeness, for that place where I and mine and thou dissolve into one. And there is only the whole. There is only one eternal, non-dual being. This eternal path is the true path. No matter what external path you follow, eventually it will lead you to the internal path. And that lies in your personal relationship to the cosmic infinite essence. That path of personal connection, where your not only your mind and your intellect, but your heart opens in love. When you feel that presence that is so pure, so essential, so radiant, the light of a thousand suns, the mind is overwhelmed and the heart opens in pure love, deep passion. And when the heart and mind are both open, the infinite light of the eternal shines bright, bringing knowledge, bringing love, bringing the capacity of true discrimination to know the real from the unreal. These are gifts from the infinite until there is such passion in you, like a drowning person wanting air. You want to be one. You want to be whole. Your heart wants to open to that divine beloved. And the separation of duality, of I and thou dissolve. When that passion of the heart grows so strong, it can barely be tolerated, then that love, that great grace and compassion of the infinite flows to you in this personalized form. And what form that takes may be unique for each and every person. But it flows to you, surrounds you with infinite love, surrounds you with great, great love. And out of that great love, when you're able to let go and move with your heart, comes unity. And out of that union comes true knowledge, knowledge of the real and the unreal, the ability to distinguish the real from the unreal, to know that though this world of form appears to be continually changing, there is only one eternal essence, one being, one self. Every particle of the universe, every atom, every wave is composed of the same essence, the same infinite awareness. the same unconditioned love. And when you surrender your beliefs, your ideas, your concepts of self, you let go, and fall back into that love, into that infinite being. Then wholeness comes, and the separation of I and thou dissolves, and there is only one. One truth, one self, one heart, one essence in the play of all creation. Allow yourself to love fully, to give completely, and to embody that love.
That's good.